the speed of the game goes up tenfold for these guys. And for most of the athletes that play quarterback in college, they've always been either even or maybe slightly ahead of the rest of the talent at their level. But now they're going to have probably five or six athletes in the field that are faster than them or can move as quickly as them mentally. Before the ball's ever snapped, they need to start making decisions, whether they're good or deleting decisions. So they have to understand that, okay, I'm getting a certain coverage pre-snap that tells me I'm not going to throw to my number one read now, I'm going to number two. They're not going to waste their time going through the first read if it's a bad coverage for the first read, because the speed of the game is going to come faster at them by their pass rush, by the coverage of the defense. Those things will happen faster, so he needs to start making better decisions faster. A lot of quarterbacks in college do not get coached good footwork mechanics, simply because the coaches don't have time. They're limited on the time they can work with their QBs. It's pretty common knowledge now in the NC2A, they only get 20 hours a week with their coaches. So it's hard for a coach to take time in the classroom or on the field to work mechanics. So it's going to be very important at this level for a young quarterback to come in and learn how his feet are tied in with his progressions. That is like his internal clock. That will keep him in rhythm so he is playing faster than he did in college.